Welcome to PrepWithMike.com. This is your second homework assignment. That's right. I'm dishing out homework. And for this homework assignment, you need to imagine that you have been pushed out of your home or apartment by a raving mob of Antifa lunatics. They're setting fire to your neighborhood or apartment building, wherever you happen to live, maybe your ranch house. They've got a mob that's just rushing through, not only setting fire to everything, but shooting at people. All your neighbors have just abandoned you. They got out. People were screaming, the Antifa mob is coming. And for whatever reason, you happen to live in a neighborhood where nobody was willing to fight back. Those neighborhoods do exist in certain liberal cities in America. What are you doing living there, by the way? That's my question. But you've had to evacuate your house. Now, here's your homework assignment. Where do you go and how do you take back your house? Do you have equipment that's staged somewhere else? Can you go to a friend's house and retrieve, I don't know, a rifle, perhaps? if you're in a civil war here, okay? You need to take your house back. They're looting your grandmother's wedding ring out of your jewelry cabinet in the master bedroom closet where everybody keeps their jewelry for some reason. I'm not psychic. That's just the way everybody is. And you don't want them to steal your grandmother's wedding ring or your gold bars that you have hidden under the floor in the bathroom. Or you have a little hidden place underneath the bathroom sink, a little slider underneath the bottom there. And you got your gold and silver bars under there. And you know that if Antifa gets enough time, they will discover those things. They will steal them. Or maybe they're just, you know, torturing your dog or something cruel like that. You got to take your house back. What's your plan? This is your homework assignment. You've got to take your house back. What's your plan? So, number one, you're going to need probably some help. You're going to need some friends. Who do you call? You have their numbers memorized in case you couldn't take your phone with you. You have a friend who has a vehicle. Do you know somebody at the sheriff's department? Well, they're probably already occupied, come to think of it. So, let's continue with your plan. Do you have a rifle? Do you have it set up for long-range engagements? Because there's no better way to take people out who are looting your home than to engage them from so far away that they can't see you, right? I mean, why march in and engage in close combat when maybe you can engage them from 400 yards away across a field or something? But is your rifle set up for that? You're going to need something more than an AR-15. You're probably going to need a 308 rifle, and you need to make sure it's zeroed in at the right range and that you know your ballistics holds for 400 yards. You should have planned all this in advance, right? That's what the point of this exercise is, of course. I want you to plan all this in advance. Do you have food supplies? Do you have emergency medicine? Do you have communications? Do you have some currency? Some spare dollars? Maybe some silver coins to be used in barter? What about ammunition? What about food? What about a water filter? All these things are going to be necessary to take back your house from the looters before they burn it down or steal all your loot. Now, this is, of course, a mental exercise, but it's a very important exercise. And I encourage you to go through it. I mean, physically go through it. So let's say you have to jump in your car and leave. Do you have a bug out bag in your car? Do you have a bug out rifle in your car? Or a pistol? Anything? Flashlight? Glow sticks? a compass? I don't know, a map? So what's in your car, first of all? And then where are you going? What gear do you have there so that you can kind of regather your thoughts? You can regroup with your allies, perhaps your friends and neighbors. In fact, a rally point for neighbors who are tactically trained would be a great idea. And then what's your plan to take back your house? What's your plan? Now, the disclaimer here is, you might argue that, okay, nothing is worth risking your life. Let them burn down the house. Let them loot. I mean, that might be an argument. That's not my argument. I'm not saying that. Some people might have that argument. Personally, I'm fed up with Antifa terrorists and looters and arsonists. And arson is a felony crime. And at least where I live in the state of Texas, it's perfectly legal to stop someone from carrying out a felony crime by shooting them. And you might want to check your local laws, and I'm not, of course, advocating the initiation of any kind of violence, but if they're throwing gasoline all over your living room and about to light it up, If you're in the state of Texas, under Texas law, yeah, you can take them out. I would. I'm not going to let them torch my house. I'm not going to surrender more property to Antifa, but that's your choice. You can decide what you want to do. If you're not confident in such engagements, you might just want to leave and, I don't know, file an insurance claim. But did you know that the insurance companies are disallowing claims due to rioting? Yeah, that's right. So all the small business owners that are in these cities that are being burned down by Antifa and Black Lives Matter terrorists, you know how they like to say, well, it's no big deal. Everybody's got insurance. Turns out insurance doesn't cover that, does it? No, rioting is one of those kind of acts of God that is nullified in the insurance claims. And a lot of small business owners are finding this out. Sadly, it's a lot of even Black small business owners who used to have signs in their windows that said Black Lives Matter before their buildings were burned down. Now they're finding that, well, their businesses don't matter to Black Lives Matter. Very sad. Very sad situation. But you got to make a decision on what to do. Most importantly, you need to have thought through this in advance. This is the whole point of giving you these homework assignments. I mean, number one, just so that your brain is familiar with the idea that I'm talking about here. Many people haven't thought about this idea. You mean I'm going to retake my house? I'm going to take it back from the terrorists? Heck yes, you are. You're going to take it back. You better have that mentality. And frankly, maybe you shouldn't give it up. But if there's 100 lunatics roving down the street screaming at you, you know, you might decide to leave and just come back later. That's your choice. Sometimes that's the tactical thing to do. You know, live to fight another day, as they say. You don't always have to engage an overwhelming force. In fact, it might be a good time to maneuver, re-engage them later on your terms. So this brings me to the point of, well, night vision. Maybe they came at you on an afternoon, and they probably don't have night vision. I haven't seen any Black Lives Matter terrorists with night vision yet. I'm not saying they don't have it. Some of them probably do, but most of them don't. What if you had a .308 rifle with a nice scope and a position to fire from, and a night vision device either mounted on your rifle or something that you wear and you can still see through the optics of your rifle? Either way is okay. And you decide to engage the looting felony occupants of your house using night vision at range in the dark. Would you have an advantage in that case? Oh yeah, you would. You'd have a big time advantage. They wouldn't know where the shots were coming from, would they? Especially if you have a suppressor on your rifle, which you should have. A suppressor, by the way, also suppresses the flash signature, which is a very important point in all of this. You don't want to give away your position by having this giant, you know, muzzle flash out of your rifle. And you also don't want to fire too quickly. Take your time with the shots. You'll send a message pretty soon. The people in the house will figure out that maybe they shouldn't be there. Maybe they should find a way to exit. You know, and you might have to take your time. You might have to sit there for several hours, but understand they might send teams out to look for snipers. But you see, they don't know where to look, do they? They don't know how far away you are. So the way Antifa and Black Lives Matter think, they might only be sending teams out to look, I don't know, within a 100-yard range. That's typical. If somebody with an AR-15, they think it's probably within 100 yards. So that's the only range they're looking at. Turns out you're 350 yards away or 400. They're probably not going to find you. Plus, with your night vision, you could see them if they're coming anyway. Better yet, have a friend or two that's on the lookout on your flank with some radios where they can tell you if someone is approaching. And by the way, if the police show up, great. Let the police take over from that point. That's what you want anyway. It'd be great if the police were doing their job. You're not trying to take away work from the police. You're just doing the work that they're not allowed to do because their mayors and governors and police chiefs are telling them to stand down, not allowed to be police. So, well, when that happens, guess what? The responsibility of policing collapses to the citizens. That's you, the property owners. You got to defend your own property since the police aren't doing it for whatever reason. So with a little bit of forethought here and a little bit of practice in advance, a little bit of communication, you can take back your house. Now, I understand this is very different in an apartment building. Someone has seized your apartment. It's in a building. They control the lobby. They control the elevator access and the stairway access. That's a much more difficult situation. Basically, that's Die Hard. And Die Hard is, it worked out great in the movies, but in real life, that close combat, up and down stairwells, I don't recommend it. And that's where I would say bug out. and let somebody else handle the situation. I would not try to break into an apartment building that's guarded by terrorists. That's no, sorry, not a good day. But a house in a neighborhood with some fields around and some cover and so on, maybe some forests around. Yeah, you could do that probably if you've got enough training and experience. You could do that. Or maybe you know somebody who could do that. And maybe that's part of your plan. Maybe your plan is to bug out and then alert, you know, veteran Bob. Veteran Bob owes you a favor involving, you know, long-range rifle fire, and you could maybe get your house back. So whatever your plan is, I just want you to go through the mental exercise at this point first, and then follow it up with just kind of a walkthrough. I don't mean to take your rifle out in the field across from your neighborhood. You might have people calling the police on you, but you could take maybe a cane, or you could just imagine you have a rifle, whatever, walk through it. You could take maybe a rifle scope and a rangefinder so that you could get ranges. That's not going to raise any suspicion, probably. You could walk through this, literally, on foot. You could do it during the day. You could do it at night. You could look at possible exits of your house and how you might cover those. You could look at, you know, what are the angles of fire through your house in case you had to engage enemies who are occupying it. There's a lot of things that you could do in advance. Heck, if you have a big enough ranch, you could even maybe stage a rifle a few hundred yards away from your ranch house so that if you had to evacuate, you could run to that, grab that, and then re-engage the bad guys and take your place back, especially after dark. In fact, you know, I didn't come up with this tactic. I first heard about this tactic from a friend of mine who is a veteran operator, we'll say, also happens to be a book author. And he said that sometimes the best plan is to let the enemy think that they've taken the ground, and then they fall right into your trap of you taking it back in a way that's on your terms. Because actually, it turns out that being inside a house is not a real safe place to be. Number one, house walls are not bulletproof for the most part. A lot of people don't think about that. And windows provide a lot of visibility, especially if lights are on after dark. So you might find it easier to take your house back than to defend it. And that's something that you should strongly consider. That's what this is all about. Consider these scenarios. Do your homework. Be ready just in case. Have a plan for this possibility, because it's no longer some outlier fringe possibility. This is happening in America right now, and it might happen to you. So thank you for listening. This is Mike Adams, prepwithmike.com. Obey all local laws. Aid the police wherever you can. Do not initiate violence, but be willing to defend yourself against violence. Thank you for listening. Check out my website, prepwithmike.com, for more details.